is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who sent you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
We got a message from Tony. I'd love it if you could call my friend Chris, who's assistant manager at an upscale and kind of snooty restaurant. Do you think you could have some fun with a little phone tap?
Yeah, so Robert Hassenpepper, do you know, like, at those fancy restaurants, they have the wine sommeliers? They're
I didn't know that was what their name was. That's a fancy word.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
It's the person who, I have no idea how to look it up. It's the person who, like, helps pick out the wine and is an expert on wine. So they will do all that. So anyways, Robert Hassenpepper thinks he can be one of those. All right.
Oh, I bet he's got kind of a experience, like maybe Arbor Mist, like me.
Well, all right. Well, welcome to your phone tap there, Chris.
Good morning. This is Chris.
Hi, are you the manager?
I'm the assistant manager. We're actually not open yet. I was just here doing some work.
Oh, that's fine. I'd like to talk to you.
How can I help you?
Well, I'd like to offer my services to your fine restaurant as a wine steward.
We don't actually have any openings for that position. We already have a sommelier that's been with us for many years.
Yeah, but what if I told you I could do just as good a job for half the price?
Sir, I appreciate the interest, but our sommelier was trained in France and has excellent credentials. We're not looking to make a change.
Oh, Francais, huh? Here's the thing, though. What if I told you that your guy doesn't really know what he's doing?
I beg your pardon?
I mean, it's an industry secret, am I right? None of these so-called, quote, wine experts, and I'm making those finger quotes with my hands, can really taste any better than you or me.
Well, I take issue with that. Our staff is well-educated on wines, grapes, and flavors, and our patrons appreciate that.
Yeah, but it's a scam, right? You know that, right?
I really should go now.
Hang on, I'll show you. What's a great wine you guys have over there?
Well, we have a 2016 Silver Oak Cabernet Sauvignon that's very nice.
All right, wonderful. Here's what I'd say about that. This Cabernet Sauvignon is complex little wine with zesty tones of an oaky finish.
You've never even tried this wine.
Well, yeah, I know that, but it doesn't really matter to the consumer. They just want to hear someone drone on, like to know what they're talking about to justify spending $200 on a bottle of wine.
Sir, we're a fine dining establishment, and you're denigrating what we do here.
Oh, it's okay. I won't tell anybody. The whole wine thing is a scam. Here, I got another one. Oh, that's an excellent choice, madame. This peanut begins with hints of apple and pickle relish, finishes with notes of raisins and birthday cake. Ideal wine to serve with lamb or tater tots.
Sir, I'm going to be hanging up now. This is ridiculous.
So did I get the job?
No, there is no job, and you'd be terrible anyway.
Oh, well, that kind of cuts. That's okay. I already have a job. I work at 99.7 DJX. We call people on the radio and play pranks on them.
What?
Chris, it's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX, and this is a phone tap.
Oh, man. Really? Oh, my God.
Your friend Tony emailed us and set you all up.
All right. Well, I'm going to be talking to him.
I guess you will.
For real, though, I kind of want to try the lamb and the tater tots. It sounds delicious.
It goes great.
Peanut Grigio.
That peanut Grigio, I'll tell you what. Those tater tots, great, Jay. that is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.